plans. I've got, sounds like you got a little bit of work cut out for you. That sounds like it should be fun. I know what you mean about programming radios. I programmed my wax on. Now I've got to add some more stuff to it, and the ICOM that I have is programmed. I just lost the frequency. I've lost the frequency list for it, so got to figure out where that went.
That can be a pain in the rear end. I've done figured that out, but I'm learning. I mean, considering I've only been in it for a year, I mean, I'm actually learning a lot about the radios and getting them programmed and all that good stuff. So it's a pretty interesting hobby. I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, just getting out and monkeying with them and take a antenna that don't look like much and turn it into a ham antenna. You know, I mean, it's pretty cool. Just to, you know, get to cut an antenna and make it for the wavelength that you want. You know, get the SWR out of it and all that good stuff. It's a pretty interesting hobby. I mean, it's I like it. I mean, it gives you something to do. It gives you a different perspective on how to build an antenna.
Hobby. I like to, when my buddies get with me. Of course, his truck's broke right now. Well, it's not broke, but he can't take it off-road. But when we would go off-road and play, we'd use the radio and talk. But I've been wanting to go on an adventure, and I haven't had the opportunity to yet because all my friends' rigs are down. So, yeah.
The best thing that I've ever did, you know, and that was, you know, taking a 4-watt CB radio with just a regular, I don't know, like a 102-inch whip or, you know, a fire stick or anything like that, you know. We used to play hide-and-go-seek with them. And that was a pretty interesting thing of trying to find somebody by using the signal, you know. And that's really fun, you know. But the only bad thing about it is when you get somebody that gets up on top of the mountain, really hard to find them, you know, because you're thinking of everywhere else they could be, and then all of a sudden, you know, you come to figure out, well, I've done been everywhere that I know to go, and then, wham, you know, you come to find out, okay, you know, one reason I couldn't ever figure out where he was at, he's on top of the hill. I've had that to happen to me several times, but I finally got used to it, and you learn a lot that way, too. And, you know, to use in different occasions, you know, like say if somebody didn't know where they was at, you drive in one direction, you lose them, you know, well, okay, well, they ain't in that direction, they're somewhere else. So I learned a lot, you know, from that, and that's really helped over the years.
Going out and trying new things, I especially enjoy field day. Or those little mini field days that we used to have, or just take stuff out and go somewhere and set it up. And we did it a few times. We did me and some of my friends would go get lost in the woods, not actually lost, but we would go get lost and they'd come find us. It was just some exercises for Aries. And that was really fun, and it was kind of neat seeing how everything worked. Let me call and see if there's any more check-ins.
I'll stand by. KM4UBG, I'll be standing by.
And Alpha through Zulu for Blue Ridge Stream Internet, call KJ4RQZ. I have ran it dry, or at least close to it. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, call KJ4RQZ. KG, you back up.
KJ4RQZ, KN4UBG. Well, I guess I'm going to let you tighten it up there since, you know, close to being the end of the net. Figured I'd carry it on a little bit, see if there's anybody else going to check in. And enjoyed the QSO there, and because I don't hardly ever do rag chew anyway, so I figured I'd, you know, had a little time on my hands riding around, and, you know, works out pretty good. You know, jabber a little bit.
I always like to talk every now and then. Or actually, I like to talk. And you definitely have helped me. I was going to have to end it earlier if you wouldn't have started talking. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I thought about just talking to myself for 15 minutes or so and seeing if I had check-ins. But thank you for rag-chewing with me.
Well, usually I don't get to do it, and, you know, I figured I would. You was going to have to end early. There might be a few more people out there wanting to check in. And at least if there's any more out there wanting to check in, well, me and you in here, they can hop in there and get the last check in. Well, you have a good one up that way. Tell your dad I said hello. And if y'all get ready to have mini field day again, just let me know. And we'll all get together and do something. You know, I got that 2000 in there if I need to bring it and throw it up, you know, for a rig or something up there. But just let me know. And if anything comes up, your dad's got my text and my number and all that stuff. I think he's got my email address too, I think. But it might be pretty fun to get out there and play with antennas.
Yeah, it'd be fun to get out there and play a little bit, see what we can get. I hope you have a good rest of the night.
You too. I'm fixing to go in here and sit down with the wife for a little bit and call it a night. But I'll say 73 to you. I think it's KJ4QRZ. KN4UBG, I'll say 73. You have a good night. And we'll turn it back over to you and see if you got any more check-ins.
And thank you for rag-chewing with me. And you got it close. It's KJ4RQZ. Wish it was QRZ. That would have been cool. It was so close. But, I remember thinking that when I first got my call sign. But thank you, man. Thanks for talking to me. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Comments or check-ins, please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. For DJ Jubby, I don't know if you're still there or not, but that's really cool. This is KJ4RQZ now securing the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and as always, a good night.
Good net, Nathan. Thanks for calling it W4DJW.
Thank you.